fighting for America.
This is a part of the war on whites that's being launched by the Democratic Party. And the way in which they're launching this war is by claiming that whites hate everybody else.
Fighting for Idaho.
Social Security is not going to be available for most people who are in their, say, under 40 today and maybe even under 50 today. And that's a danger. But we don't have the political ability today to implement changes.
Fighting for you.
That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
What will your verse be?
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And the battle continues. I guess we could come up with like a circus music or something like that, because the stories are just so darn challenging to make entertaining. But again, what verse will you be? Robin Williams here yapping a little. By the way, to cheer you up, we have tickets to Shrek at the Music Theater of Idaho. We're going to give away a family four-pack between now and 6:30. When here, Kevin Miller are giving the cue to call saying, hey, be caller 10 at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We're going to give you a family four-pack. And do want to thank the Music Theater of Idaho for their great support. We go now to Greg Pruitt from the Idaho Second Amendment Alliance. He starts us off so early this morning. Greg, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream, if you will. And how is it in Middleton?
You know, last night, I didn't hear all the thunder, but apparently it woke my wife up. I must have been really tired, but I did wake up at one point and watch the light show for a little bit. It was actually really pretty out to see all that lightning. Hopefully it didn't start to expire. So.
Yeah, hopefully indeed. I live in a hyperbolic chamber, so I didn't catch any of it.
I wish I could live in a hyperbolic chamber. That was the last time.
Well, it explains why I have a lot of issues. But one issue that we are talking about, the announcement because of gun toters in the legislature being pressured by gun toters like you, Greg Pruitt. Woo-hoo-hoo. We're putting metal detectors on college campuses all over the place, and including Albertson Stadium, because we want to make sure that those folks that obey the laws aren't concealing and carrying. Your thoughts?
Well, some of my thoughts probably can't be repeated on the radio, but, you know, anybody who's been following this entire thing knows full well that this is a political move by Custer. BSU wants to ensure that as many people in the public as possible are going to be upset with the legislature, with the governor, whoever, gun toters, for getting campus carry passed as legislature. It's all political. And I'm really glad that the University of Idaho was smart enough when they looked at all the evidence from the other 8 states that have campus carry and said, you know what, this really isn't going to make a difference if we implement all these security measures, because there's no problem with other universities that have done that. And so they said, yeah, we really don't need to change anything. And I don't think we realize maybe the impact of that yet. Should this metal detector issue and all these security issues ever become a big public conundrum, we can look back at the University of Idaho and say, hey, look, these guys were smart enough not to do it. So what's your excuse, Bob Kester?
Greg Pruitt with us here at 580 KIDO. See, this is what I don't get. Essentially, what they're doing is spinning the negativity of this story. Well, you know, those people that wanted guns, now we have to do this additional expense, and you're going to have to go through a metal detector, and we're going to have to make sure that that you're okay and that we're all behaving like adults. Now, the fascinating point about this is when this law was being debated, we had Brian Murphy of the Idaho Statesman, unfortunately, cast aspersions on the gun-toting public by saying, well, they'll have people wearing guns going to Bronco Stadium, or concealing carrying and going to Bronco Stadium, and the law will make it possible, which the law prohibits. So I'm thinking to myself, again, this is just another example of people that disagree with the law pouting. It's not as if people haven't carried guns on campus before.
No, and you're absolutely right. The law changed nothing in regards to your ability to carry into Albert Stadium, that they call it now.
Oh, we, you know, do we do now, Greg? Here at 580 KIDO, are we Are we good little boys this morning, or are we curmudgeons? Because, quite frankly, Albertsons gets the free publicity, but they're not paying us, so maybe we should just call it Bronco Stadium. Oh, we'll get in trouble for that one.
Bronco Stadium, Albertsons Stadium, it doesn't really matter to me. I'm so frustrated with this new policy. I have no intention of going to a BSU game right now. In fact, they're probably going to create more of a security risk by having these metal detectors at games, because now you're going to bottleneck people, slow everything down. So if I'm a deranged lunatic, now all I got to do is just go right to the bottleneck where everybody's standing there waiting, and I can do exactly what I want to do. So it's not making people safer. Everybody, I hope, is starting to realize that. In fact, I've talked to some students who are not gun toters necessarily that are upset with Kestra because of the metal detector. They don't see why it's necessary. So, I hope the rest of the BSU students will see that as well. I was a student at BSU. I graduated from BSU.
You were a gun toter.
I was a gun toter. I fully admit I carried on campus every single day I was there. I usually went at night. And I can tell you right now, walking away from classes at BSU, a lot of the times you're parked well away from campus. You're parked on the side streets. And, I refused to be a victim. I took my chances that I would be expelled from school. And I carried while I was on campus. And I know that there are hundreds of other students who were already carrying as well. I think Bob Fester knows that, too. That's why I think this is just a big political move by him to get people upset in the legislature.
Well, I didn't know that we all moved to Vermont.
Vermont is great. In fact, I was just talking to somebody last night. The Vermont Constitution actually prohibits their state legislature from regulating concealed carry, and that's why they were known as the first constitutional carry state, because they don't have to have purchase there in Vermont. Vermont's a great state.
Yeah, but they elected a socialist.
They did that too. So.
Greg Pruitt,
I should say the laws are great.
Well, Greg Pruitt, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
No problem. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, our great friend Greg Pruitt, Idaho's Second Amendment Alliance, but this is what we'll be talking about this morning. By the way, if you're hanging around until 8 o'clock, we've got a very special guest for you, Kevin Hansen, joining us from the Tree City Comic Con. And you're thinking, well, Kevin, Comic Con, that's just for San Diego. That's just for the big cities. No, it's coming to the Treasure Valley, and he's bringing in a lot of big names. So we will have our new friend, Kevin Hansen, joining us. I know what you're saying. Kevin, maybe you should have been the new host of Barnaby or Romper Room. Everybody's our friend. Dave in Nampa, good morning. You're at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Dave.
Hey, good morning. Hey, question. This law as it stands, does it prohibit off-duty police officers from carrying if they attend a game at Bronco Stadium?
Now, I believe you get a pass if you're an off-duty police officer.
So basically, there's an exemption for those that, quote-unquote, have a license to carry and when they're not on duty. I find that very interesting, and I'm wondering how that enters into the whole discussion apparently there are provisions for some people to be able to protect themselves and loved ones. And yet, the rest of us are at the mercy of whatever happens. Which again, I guess my statement, Kevin, is that, or my question in this discussion is, who is responsible for my safety? Who is responsible for Kevin Miller's safety if he should choose to attend an event like this, or anywhere in public? Who is responsible for your safety? And I think we both would agree that you are. I am. And
what about the move by BSU and other campuses, but particularly BSU, to make a big deal out of this? Oh, we have to put metal detectors in because the rubes will carry their guns in, even though they know it's against the rules.
Yeah, I just think from my perspective and everything that I've read on this situation, it's just another mechanism that they're using to acquire funds for their security or however that funding is diversified. I mean, we see it everywhere. I just can tell you that I will not be attending any games. I just, as a matter of principle, it may not mean a hill of beans to anybody, but it does to me. And so, you know what? Good luck. People that are making decisions have made a decision that I'm not spending my hard-earned cash down there anymore. I'm a legal tax-paying citizen that refuses to be a victim. So thanks though, Kevin, for just addressing this and not just glossing over it like they'd like everybody to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for listening, sir.
Bye now.
Bye bye. 580-5436-580-KIDO. You know, this is Dave brings up a good point, and look, most of the points from this show, the good ones come from you. Oh no, I'm not being self-deprecating. It's just how it is. But Dave brings up a good point. Now, the Broncos are making a big push this year. Hey, everybody, they've changed their uniforms again. Hoo-hoo! Orange is the new blue. Quick, Sweet William, go to the website, go to GoDaddy, and see if that name is taken. I know it's off the Netflix Orange is the New Black. However, Orange is the New Blue. I don't know. Digressing a little. If you are so famous, so infamous for wearing blue, why do you embrace the orange? But regardless of that, the sad factor here is that this could impact attendance. And like Dave said, glomming onto his idea because I have none of my own, hey, I'm not going. You're going to put metal detectors up there and treat me like I'm in the Ukraine? I'm not going, number one. Number two, the Broncos have trouble selling tickets to begin with outside the big games, right? Outside of this year, heck, they're advertising like crazy. We go to Terry at 580KIDO. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I was curious. Can you tell me where I could get season tickets? Because, quite frankly, I don't think guns belong on college campuses. I'm the father of a daughter that attends BSU, and I realize that everybody is responsible for their own safety. But knowing that there's going to be even more people out there carrying guns on campus, I'm not really very cool with that idea. Not knowing that, let's say two guys get in an argument, get in a fight, and then somebody wants to be a hero, come up, pull out their gun, start shooting, because they're going to be a hero. Now, I'm not down with that. I want my daughter to be safe. And keeping her away from guns, if that's what it takes to keep her safe, that's what I'm for.
Terry, I don't think you got the notes that this is just agreement radio. We don't let people on who disagree.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. But, here's the skinny, though. They weren't going to carry guns on campus to begin with. I mean, it was against the law. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase this. So you believe that the metal detectors will be a deterrent because you believe, because of the law, people would have carried guns into Bronco Stadium?
I have no idea if they will or will not, or would. Let me rephrase that. I don't know if they would or would not. But, you know, my son's a cop, and he does carry his off-duty weapon with him whenever they go out. And that's part of, you know, his responsibility as a law enforcement officer. But my daughter, on the other hand, who is a BSU student, I just don't see, you know.
So shouldn't normal citizens have the right to defend themselves?
Well, yes, they do.
Okay.
But they should also feel safe and not have to worry about, God, are they carrying? Are they carrying? You know, who's going to, you know, blow a fuse and whip out a gun?
But what about some crazy blows a fuse and there's nobody there with a gun and then everybody's a victim?
Okay, point well made. Point well made on that one. But the point is, man, you know, I want to say a cop or off-duty cop or former military, people that have had the proper training and hopefully have the mental mindset to know when and when not to pull a weapon. But when there's, you know, 19-year-old kids who really hasn't experienced much in life, and they're able to carry, how many of those students are going to feel empowered?
Well, let me ask you this, though, at 580KIDU. Do you think they didn't have guns on campus before, or they were doing it illegally?
Oh, I'm sure there were. I'm sure that, yes, they were on in there illegally, of course. But I don't know. I'm torn on this. I mean, it is everybody's God-given right to be safe. And if carrying a gun makes you feel safe, that's fine. But on the other hand, what about those people that don't believe in carrying guns? Shouldn't they feel safe or have the right to feel safe by not having to worry about, you know, getting in an argument with somebody and worried about, well, maybe they got a gun and they're going to pull it out and use it?
Good point, Terry. Thank you for the call. 580-5436. We go to Scott in Nampa at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Kevin. Hey, good discussion this morning. Just wanted to say something real quick that everybody is to be responsible for their own safety. And if an institution decides to put up something to bar people from maintaining their own safety, I think that institution takes on the responsibility of safety for every individual that attends, i.e. Bronco Stadium. So if somebody at a game, they get hurt because, God forbid, somebody sneaks in a weapon, then I think Bronco Stadium and BSU have taken on the responsibility of keeping that person safe or those individuals safe, and they could open themselves up for lawsuits after that.
But weren't they irresponsible for not having metal detectors there before, if that's the case?
That's true, but now with the new law stating that people can open carry and be responsible for their own safety, and then BSU pulls that back and says, no, we're going to take responsibility for your safety, and at some point that fails, BSU could open themselves up for some litigation, I believe.
I'm with you at 580KIDO. On the other hand, if the metal detectors don't pick up the conceal carry, they could still be liable, but I see where you're going. Don't you think this is a political move, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, because if they wanted to keep people from bringing weapons in, they would have done it years ago. But after the law changes and they do something like this, it's like, okay, yeah, you know, it's all politics. Definitely.
Scott, you have a good day at work.
All right. Thanks, Kevin. You too.
Thank you. Appreciate it. 580-5436. Are you down with the new security measures at Albertson Stadium? It's interesting. We've had a couple people call in, one saying I'm canceling my tickets, the other saying, I'm buying season tickets. And remember, coming up, you'll hear from that BSU professor that wants the ability to carry guns on campus. More coming up next. Let's get you to work.
Miller heads to the annual United Way Flapjack Feed, August 21st at the Boise Center on the Grove. Details at 580KIDO.com.
Well, I like guns. I like the way they look. I like the shiny steel and the polished wood. I don't care if they're big or small, if they're for sale, hell, I want them all. I like guns. I like guns.
580KIDO, like, let's go to Greg talking guns on campus and metal detectors. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. For about the last 5 minutes here, I've been trying to process the previous caller's thought process. The guy that was referring to his daughter being safe. And it appeared to me that he didn't want his daughter around guns. And so it seems like there's one of two possibilities. He keeps his daughter away from locations where there are guns. So I'm assuming that he doesn't let her go to the mall or gas stations or grocery stores or anywhere on the other side of the curb from University Avenue. Or he's campaigning to have guns removed from those areas that they are allowed. You see, I just don't get the inconsistency of thought. Why do they think the mindset is so different on one side of the curb, the university side, from the non-university side?
Well, you heard that with the people on college campuses when they were talking about the shooting down this bill because they thought the police could get there in 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, I went to the hearing, and some of the stuff, that the testimony, even from the university officials and professors, it's just, it's mind-numbing. They were referencing people going berserk at finals. Well, people that live off campus that have access to guns have finals too. And finals, I've 10 years of college, I've been through my share of finals. And, you know, why aren't people going berserk and shooting them up, shooting each other up on the other side of University Avenue? Would they only do that, be compelled to go berserk on one side of the curb and not the other side of the curb? This argument just seems to be completely mindless to me. And BSU installing the metal detectors appears to be nothing more than vindictive, and they're trying to make people suffer as much as possible. Last year, guns weren't allowed at BSU Stadium. This year, they're not allowed. I have season tickets to BSU football. Why weren't we protected last year or any of the years before? But all of a sudden now, because a handful of trained, background-checked former cops and people with the enhanced permit, they're allowed to carry on some areas on campus now. All of a sudden now we need to burden the you know, game-going public with a new onerous process, and that the same rules existed last year. Where was that protection and that concern for public safety last year? You know, this.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a bitter pill that the folks at BSU are, you know, they're kind of pouting. It's kind of like when I was a kid, or even now when I don't get my way, I just pout like a little baby.
Going to throw a temper tantrum and be vindictive. And the thought process, I believe, has to be consistent. You know, and rightly, that man is concerned about his daughter's safety and he doesn't want her around guns. Well, then he either campaigns to get rid of guns in the locations, other locations that she might travel to, or he keeps her out of those locations. Otherwise, if he's not doing either or both of those, he's being inconsistent by objecting to the guns on campus policy at BSU. And I bet you if you asked him those questions, he's not doing either or both of those activities.
Greg, great call. Thank you. More coming up. Is this going to hurt the Broncos? Are you going to go to the games or not because of metal detectors? And do metal detectors stop criminals? 580 KIDO.
And tickets to BSU football. Why weren't we protected last year or any of the years before?
I refused to be a victim. I took my chances that I would be expelled from school, and I carried while I was on campus. And I know that there are hundreds of other students who were already carrying.
Food for your brain. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO. Good morning. Thank you for starting your day with us. Kevin Miller with you. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, could we really have a soda tax, like a national soda tax like they're talking about in New York? We'll talk a little bit about that. In the 8 o'clock hour, Kevin Hansen will be in studio. Who's Kevin Hansen? He's bringing Comic-Con to the Treasure Valley. That's right. So we'll talk a little entertainment as we move along. By the way, speaking of entertainment, let's give away those tickets to Shrek, the Music Theater of Idaho. Right now, caller 10 at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We would love for you to go see Shrek. That's right, the production of Shrek. Those of you that love the cartoons and everything else, how's it going to play out in person? Well, you can see Shrek for free now. A family four-pack is yours when you're caller 10 at 580-5436. Do you want to thank the folks in Nampa, Music Theater of Idaho, Nampa Civic Center for, well, giving us the tickets to give to you. All right, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking a lot, as you heard the clip there from Ray Amaya and Tom Petty, about guns on campus and this big move at Albertson Stadium. The big movement here, whether it's in the paper or the TV stations, saying Albertson Stadium, of course, I'm just going to call it Broncos Stadium. Broncos Stadium to undergo major security changes. Apparently, this is in result of the legislation allowing people to conceal and carry on campus. Now, if you have the enhanced concealed carry permit, you can bring weapons into some areas. Now, as has been misreported in local publications, you still can't carry your weapon into a stadium. You can't carry your weapon into Taco Bell, whether you want to see Leon Rice's crew or Elton John. And the question is, and by the way, you can always email us, kevin@kidoam.com. And I posted on our KIDO AM Facebook this question, will metal detectors stop a school shooting? Will it, or will it allow the criminals to run wild? And I think that's the big issue here. Is this prudent policy or a political backlash? Well, you guys got your guns. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to have to spend more money. And we're not spending our money. We're spending your money. Anyway, here we have it at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So that's one issue. Here we go as we move along. Interesting. This issue involving Iraq and whether or not we're going back in. Does anybody believe we're not really going back in? I mean, think about that. Here we have, well, it looks like we've saved so many people that we don't need to do the continued bombing or anything else. I mean, Iraq is a mess. And if you served in Iraq, what do you think? And as we talked about earlier, the Tony Stewart situation. And apparently NASCAR driver Tony Stewart is in hiding. Nobody's seen him. The paparazzi's looking for him. I say the perfect place for Tony Stewart to live, to hang out, is in Idaho. Nobody's going to go after him. Nobody's going to hit him with the paparazzi. We don't even spell paparazzi here. But it really goes to show you what happens when we lose it. What happens when road rage, email rage gets the best of us? And the lesson here of the Tony Stewart tragedy, the Kevin Ward tragedy, is that sometimes it's best to take a deep breath. And whether it's somebody driving on the connector, somebody on Fairview or Overland or Orchard or wherever, there's a lot of jerks on the road. There are a lot of people that tailgate. And don't you love someone that is so heck bent on passing you, and then they hit a stop sign and a red light, and they're right behind you or right in front of you. And you think to yourself, was it really that necessary to speed up? We live in such a hyper-drive society today. And I do this, and I'm sure a lot of you do this, where we, you know, I have to be there. I'm important. I have to go. And we put so much stress on ourselves that bad things can happen. Or one of the few math classes that I remember, the probability of something bad expands. And even when you have a guy who's worth $20 million a year or has a $20 million empire that loves racing so much that he goes down and races people half his age at the dirt tracks. And what happens? And again, you can say it's the vilification of Stewart. It's the fact that maybe Tony is getting what he deserves. But who really deserves the accusations? As I said, and again, my legal training comes from Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. I got to say that they could make a case for manslaughter against Mr. Stewart. You don't have to prove intent. And if I were questioning me, I'd say, well, Kevin Miller, have you seen the videos? No. Well, then I'd say, you don't know what you're talking about. And then you have sports people blaming the Southern culture. Tony Stewart's a Yankee. I mean, he's from Indiana. That's not very South. But the idea of, I'm going to get out of my car, which Mr. Ward did, unfortunately. And those cars go really fast. I mean, on a local level, and this amazes me, and this is unique to the West, is when's the last time you saw somebody when you're at the supermarket look both ways? I mean, I look both ways and I trot out there and do my own thing. I look both ways. I really do. But half the time, I'd say 75% of the time, and when I was in Reno, it was the same thing. No one looks. They just walk out in front of cars. Now, is that the same thing as Kevin Ward walking out and getting close? And you know what I'm saying. Those cars are big and fast and not as controllable. I mean, think about this. You go 20 miles an hour, and you have to stop all of a sudden because you may be distracted, looking at your phone, doing something else. Bad things happen, right? And maybe Stewart tried to brush the guy to show him, and maybe the guy crowded him too much. And now we have somebody dead, and somebody's life who will never be the same. Oh, an Eagle at 580 KIDO. Good morning, O.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm living the dream.
Living the dream, brother. Well, as an ongoing public service message, you know, we've had a school bus shortage, you know, out there in the Meridian school district. For drivers. There's an unconfirmed report that Tony Stewart was spotted driving one of the Meridian school buses just yesterday.
Now, if you did get a picture of Tony Stewart with this unconfirmed report driving a Meridian school bus, that would be a confirmed report. Would you, A, use it to continue to expand and promote O. Scott Enterprises, or would you help out your troubled, disturbed, slightly pear-shaped friend Kevin Miller?
I would do it to help out my friend Kevin Miller. It's a public safety issue. I mean, obviously the man has anger issues.
Well, you know, you're a smart guy, all right? You're a smart guy, and we all know that. We're not just talking about you being the conservative comedian. You deal with a lot of high-profile people. Heck, I will let people in on a secret. You're a high-profile person. As a person who's very responsible for their actions, what do you make of this Stewart thing? I mean, he's worth millions of dollars, and he's going to show this kid who's boss.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing if he didn't have a history of losing his super cool, so to speak, but he definitely has lost his super cool in similar incidents in the past. So I don't know. We'll see how it shakes out, but I wouldn't be sending my kids on any school buses anytime soon.
You heard it here first from our news source, O from Eagle.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right, thank you. By the way, you can always check out the O. Scott Show on YouTube. The conservative comedian continues to climb the ranks. And one day we'll probably see him on Fish Face Fallon, and we can say that, you know, he was our Treasure Valley treasure right here at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO. Idaho's first radio station.
Well, Kevin, I've accepted your challenge for the ALS Challenge. But first, I'm going to show you how they do it in the great state of Ohio, in Akron. Now, here's how they do it in Idaho. I want to challenge the Honorable Brent Hill, the Honorable Jeff Thompson, the Honorable Lynn Luker, and the Honorable Butch Otter to join me in the ALS Bucket Challenge.
There we have it. Alan L. Morton, Attorney at Law. Did you hear the thunder? As Alan L. Morton, Attorney at Law, pointed out when he mentioned Lynn Luker. Quickly to Tea Party Bob at 580 KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Living the dream.
You know, I've been listening to your program this morning and getting a little hotter under the collar every time I listen to one of these people talk about these guns on campus. You know, it's proven time and time again statistically there's less of a chance of a perpetrator using a gun when they know others are carrying guns. And Custer and his Bozo Battalion of progressive liberals are putting metal detectors in purely for the press and purely for political reasons. I did a little search on the internet to find out at how many sporting events in past history were somebody killed by a gun? And there was only one that I could find in 2004 when a Red Sox fan was shot unintentionally with a non-lethal round from a crowd control gun. And the reason she died is they couldn't get through the crowds to get her medical attention. And by the way, for those people who worry about these 18 and 19-year-olds carrying, you can't carry...
Whoop. Sorry, Tea Party Bob. We'll get you back. I inadvertently hit the button there. All right, quickly to traffic at 6:59. We heard about the soda tax in New York. Do we need a soda tax nationally? You want the yesterday we're talking school lunch program. Today, soda. Keep it here for the troubling details and what you can do to stop the soda tax with your can of Diet Coke. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Serving.